In his address at the United Nations General Assembly high-level ministerial event, Dr. Taman Aldat reminded his audience of the warning his humanitarian organization made last year that without concrete steps to dramatically improve humanitarian access and the protection of civilians in Sudan, a catastrophe was imminent.
Here we are a year on, and while many speakers today talk about their achievements and philanthropy, our collective failure couldn't be clearer. The crisis in Sudan has reached a critical point. As Médecins Sans Frontières continues to provide medical services across the country, we face enormous challenges.
He said humanitarian access continues to be obstructed by both warring parties and violence against civilians, and health care continues unabated. Health facilities, he added, have been shelled, looted, and occupied, and healthcare workers are attacked, harassed, and intimidated. Dr. Aldat emphasized that there was a need to streamline processes to expedite the movement of aid.
We demand that all parties to the conflict protect civilians and halt attacks on health infrastructure, ensure the safety of medical and humanitarian personnel. Finally, the international community must scale up the delivery of humanitarian assistance. We need to streamline processes to expedite the movement of aid. We need humanitarian organizations to manage risk, to ensure their presence, and predictably move supplies across the country, including food, vaccines, and medical supplies. The cost of inaction is already unbearable. It can be measured in the tens of thousands of lives lost and the millions of lives that are on the line as we speak. The Sudanese people cannot afford for us to have this same conversation again next year.
The UN on Wednesday also warned that relentless hostilities across Sudan have brought misery to millions of civilians, triggering the world's fastest growing displacement crisis. I'm Douglas Impuga in Washington.